va411 or va.gov/resources/disaster-help. For emergencies, always dial 911.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Special Counsel Jack Smith moving to dismiss the January 6th federal election interference case against Donald Trump and will file a motion to drop the appeal in the classified documents case. Prosecutors say DOJ policy bars prosecution of a sitting president. ABC's Catherine Falders explains.
In their filing, they say that they consulted with DOJ's Office of Legal Counsel and essentially came to the conclusion that this does apply to president-elects. Obviously, Trump will be president following the inauguration on January 20th. They say that the determination of OLC and DOJ, of course, was that this should be dismissed before the defendant is inaugurated.
In Los Angeles, a judge setting a court date for January in the resentencing case of Lyle and Eric Menendez due to new evidence of abuse. The brothers have served 3 decades in prison in the double murder of their parents. The Thanksgiving travel rush is on. Millions of Americans flying and driving this week. The TSA says they expect to screen 3 million passengers Sunday alone. This is ABC News. An ex-Kentucky sheriff charged with killing a judge was back in court on Monday.
Sean Steins already pleaded not guilty to murder charges in the September shooting death of Judge Kevin Mullins in his chambers. But the former Letcher County sheriff was back in court Monday facing a new charge, murder of a public official. Steins' attorney entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. A judge denied bond. Prosecutors still have not offered any indication about a motive for the killing. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The FAA is investigating an incident at Boston Logan International Airport today. An American Airlines jet from London clipping wings with a parked Frontier airline while pulling into the gate. No injuries reported. In New Hampshire, rescuers have recovered the body of a 44-year-old man who was hiking in the White Mountains over the weekend. Authorities say he apparently fell in icy terrain. Search and rescue prompted late Friday after his wife said he did not return home. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
It's JCPenney's best Black Friday ever. Shop thousands of deals all week long, like $14.99 small appliances from Cooks or Black & Decker. Get boots and more boots for women just $19.99. And cozy up to the women's St. John's Bay Cable, the sweater lived in and loved by millions, now $9.99. There's even a matching sweater for your dog. More holiday, bigger savings. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid on select styles through 11/30. Deals excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Tad Ayla. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss weighs in on alleged ethics violations by the man he hired to conduct a review of the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin.
Well, I hope they disbar Michael Gabelman so he's never allowed to practice law in Wisconsin again. I tried to find the person that I thought was best qualified. if you can't trust a former Supreme Court justice to follow the law and do the right thing, I don't really know how much different we could have done. Mike Gabelman went off the rails.
On WISN-TV's Upfront Sunday, Voss says he hopes the Wisconsin Supreme Court disbars Gabelman. The Office of Lawyer Regulation accuses the former state Supreme Court justice of violating several court conduct rules during his investigation. The man convicted in a 2023 drunk driving crash that killed four siblings in Wauwega is sentenced to more than 35 years in prison. Waupaca County Judge Raymond Huber at Friday's sentencing of 48-year-old Scott Farmer.
What happened here is a tragedy, but it is not an accident. An accident is something that is sudden, unexpected, and causes injury. Mr. Farmer decided to consume alcohol and then get behind the steering wheel of a motor vehicle.
An amended criminal complaint revealed Farmer's blood alcohol content was .346. The crash killed four Gonzalez siblings, 25-year-old Daniel, 23-year-old Fabian, 14-year-old Lillian, and 9-year-old Daniela. A former Northeast Wisconsin fire chief faces over 20 counts for allegedly embezzling from his department.
Oconto County prosecutors accuse 41-year-old Christopher Thompson of taking over $100,000 from the Lakewood Fire Department Association. Investigators say Thompson took the money over several years and used it to pay personal bills. He allegedly admitted to the thefts and said he would pay back the money, but department officials say that hasn't happened yet. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Scattered snow showers wind down as winds begin to whip out of the northwest, gusting to around 30 miles per hour, dragging in the colder temps. Tonight, we crash to the teens, and for tomorrow, flirting with the freezing mark for highs. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Well, hello and welcome into AOA, Agriculture of America, powered by Cenex. Thanks for joining us here on the show today. Good to have you along. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Today's program, again, brought to you by Cenex. Mitigate risk on the farm with premium diesel and keep your operation moving with Cenex. Go to your store, talk with your trusted local experts, or visit Cenex.com for more information. Coming up on the show today, markets in just a moment with Darren Newsom from Bar Chart. We'll get a look at weather in segment two with DTN meteorologist John Baranek. Sounding like a fairly cold swing is going to happen through the country here this week. We're going to get an update on that and more in segment two. Then after the bottom of the hour in segment three, listen back to a conversation I had at the NAFB convention with the current and outgoing FSA administrator, Zach Ducheneau from South Dakota. Looking forward to you hearing that conversation. It was a great talk I had with Zach during the NAFB convention. And then we'll close the show over the weekend. News headlines, President-elect Trump nominating Brooke Rollins to be the Secretary of Agriculture. It's a story that we've been following over the last several days. And Farm and Ranch media correspondent Corinne LaRue going to join us on the show to discuss that coming up in segment four today here on AOA. Well, let's take a look at what's happening in the markets to kick things off. Joining us now, senior market analyst at Bar Chart, Darren Newsom. Darren, hope you had a great weekend. Thanks for being here.
I did, and I hope the same for you too, Jesse. You know, always interesting moving into a short holiday week, and I mean, it's going to be a busy one given the type of news it's already lining up here on early Monday morning.
Absolutely. I know I'm preparing myself for Thanksgiving turkey coming up on Thursday already. But to your point, a shortened week can add to some volatility. But I want to start in livestock. You mentioned a headline over the weekend that I missed, and I know you caught it. Something impacting the cattle market. We did have a cattle on feed report Friday, but this is something separate from that. Feeders jumping big here early Monday. What's going on, Derek?
Yeah, it was actually a friend of mine in the industry, in the cattle industry, got in touch with me early this morning after I posted my morning comments. And he told me there was a news story out, actually started at some point last week, but it was kind of finalized over the weekend, of screwworms in Mexican cattle coming across the border. So much so, the problem was enough that USDA has reportedly closed the border for now, until they start to get the problem taken care of. So, initially we saw feeder cattle spike higher. Looking here quickly, January gained as much as, gained over $5 right off the bat, and has backed off a little bit. But what's interesting is we do see it's some commercial buying coming into the market. And going back to the end of last week, when live cattle were struggling a bit, and when I did my weekly analysis over the weekend, the weekly chart for Jan feeders showed an extension of the uptrend, of the intermediate term uptrend. So it comes back to Newsom's rule number 5. It's the what, not the why. We could see the what. Buyers were coming in. Buyers were pushing the market higher. We didn't know the why. Then the headlines break, and we can see what the support was for those traders who were already buying into the market.
Mm-hmm. Interesting thing to watch, no doubt here. And in the cattle market, especially mm-hmm. with a holiday shortened week, we could see some of that cash activity early, things mm-hmm. of that nature, et cetera. Darren, let's go over to the grain markets. Things there feel a little more quiet compared to cattle to start the week. Wheat pulling back while it's mixed in corn and soy. We did see some corn export sales mm-hmm. announcements Monday morning. What's your take on this grain trade here coming into a holiday week?
Yeah, we're going to continue to see solid demand for U.S. corn and soybeans. And we did see a good sale, a good sale to Mexico this morning announced. It was split between 2024-25 and 25-26 marketing years. But we knew something was brewing by watching the markets last week. National Corn Index firmed over the course of the week. We saw basis continue to firm as well. And the future spreads basically for 2024-25 all in bullish territory of calculated full commercial carry at Friday's close. So we knew something was brewing on the commercial side, and we get confirmation of that again. We knew the what, and then we saw the why. I'm also looking for something similar in soybeans, where every night, or almost every night, we see this same pattern play out, where the market, the futures market, jumps on the open of the overnight session, usually tied to some Eastern Hemisphere buyers doing a little business, and then it spends the rest of the overnight and through the day session backing off. So, and while we don't see those flash sales reported every day, we can see them starting to accumulate in weekly export sales and shipments update, which come out every Thursday. I think this week it'll be on Friday. So, a lot to watch. Certainly, again, here at the end of 2024, showing some solid export demand ahead of the administration change in January.
How about that wheat market, too? I know a lot has been made about the Black Sea region mm-hmm. Escalation in tensions, and it feels like wheat has largely, we put in a little bit of premium there, but then we're taking some of it out again. What's your thoughts in the wheat trade?
Yeah, to me, one of the first things I noticed this morning was that both gold and wheat were down. And so that told me that no nuclear weapons, it was nice, no nuclear weapons were fired over the course of the weekend. But I think as we get deeper into the weekend, again, as we come up on the holiday, we're going to find some buyers again in gold, possibly the wheat market as well. Just on the uncertainty, on the chaos as the U.S. heads into a holiday, and then some will take it as an extended holiday, basically from the close on Wednesday through the open on Sunday night. So there's a lot of potential for things to happen. So, yes, we're starting the week with wheat under pressure. There's still no real strong demand for U.S. wheat, for the U.S. wheat supplies. And so that's going to continue to drag on the market a bit. But again, once we open that door, once we get closer to the holiday, I think we're going to find some buyers again.
I notice as well, maybe tied a little bit with the Russia-Ukraine situation, crude oil down mm-hmm. over 1% here early Monday. The Dow Jones sharply higher. I'd call it up 460 last I looked. any notes in the macro markets, the energies here today?
Yeah, as far as the energies go, you're right. You know, crude oil, again, backing off against the chaos didn't happen like it could have over the weekend. And what also jumped out at me was the strong move in natural gas. And then, as you mentioned, which we'll be talking about with John here in a moment, is the forecast for, you know, near winter like, or some, you know, much colder temperatures moving across much of the U.S. And so we can see this in the natural gas. As for U.S. stock indexes, not a huge surprise, but it is interesting that the strength of the rally that we saw at the end of last week carrying over into the beginning of this week, again with a holiday coming up, and the collapse of the U.S. dollar. And as you said, I think all of this continues to be tied to what we didn't see happen over the weekend, leaving the door open to any possibility we can imagine, again, as we get closer to the holiday.
Darren, any final notes real quick that folks need to keep in mind here going through a shortened holiday week?
Yeah, you know, usually this is the time of year, you know, when markets start to get quiet, but I just don't think it's going to happen this year. I think we're going to continue to see a great deal of volatility. So, I mean, we have to accept that, you know, as volume does come down, it does open the door to increased volatility. And I think we're going to see that tenfold as we move through, you know, from Thanksgiving through the end of the year.
DarrenNewsom.com for more. And with that, senior market analyst at Bar Chart, Darren Newsom, thanks for joining us on AOA. I wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving, Darren.
And the same to you, Jesse.
All right, coming up next on AOA, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. We'll talk weather with ETN meteorologist John Baranek on the way right after this.
FBN is always working to do more for family farms. And now, through December 13th, FBN Cyber Days means even more. More options, more offers, and more spending power with 0% financing and up to 9% off with our cash payment discount. Plus, pricing deals like Willowwood Fly 405 as low as $12.97 per gallon when you pay cash. Take more control of next season during FBM Cyber Days. Visit FBN.com/save today. Terms and conditions apply.
As a farmer, I have thousands of more mouths to feed than the average person. What fuels me to get the job done? The smell of the soil and the hum of the combine. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel for the most challenging conditions. Better than any formula yet. Delivering maximum uptime every time. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster. Fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk. Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA.
Now back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA continues today, brought to you by Cenex. Prepare for the unexpected and protect your equipment around the clock throughout the year with Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Trust your local experts. Go to your nearest Cenex store, cenex.com as well, for more information. Well, as we continue our program today, it sounds like a cold snap on the way for many folks across the U.S. here this week. Maybe a little bit of rain and snow potential, as well as the active weather pattern continues as we look to close out the month of November. Joining us now to talk about it, DTN meteorologist John Baranek. John, good to have you with us. Hope you had a great weekend.
I did. And, you know, this is kind of my favorite week of the year as we get into the holiday season. You know, Thanksgiving has always been my favorite holiday. I know a lot of people think it's would say Christmas, but for me, it's always Thanksgiving. I don't know if it's because of all the food and everything. Maybe I enjoy that more than presents, but, you know, always looking forward to this week. But, you know, looking at the forecast, I'm not sure if I'm going to feel that way this year. You know, especially up here for me in Minnesota. I mean, I'm just looking at my Northwest. We were talking about this off the air before I came on, and there's temperatures below zero out there in Montana, North Dakota, and up into the Canadian prairies, and all that's going to be coming through here later this week. So, it's going to be kind of a rough one in terms of the temperatures. Now, we're not going to expect to see below zero temperatures all the way down to the Ohio River or anything crazy like that. But it will be much, much colder than what we've been the last several weeks. It's gonna, obviously, the coldest air of the year so far will be moving in. And, it's definitely going to feel colder for a lot of us.
Well, and I wonder about this too, with this cold air and kind of a cold snap coming in. I mean, what does this look like for the month of December in terms of temperatures? I've seen a couple longer range maps that have indicated it could stay below normal for much of the country into December, but you know, I'm wondering if that's truly the case. What are you seeing here as we go through Thanksgiving and at least get into the early part of December, John?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a pretty good cold shot. And I was thinking that, you know, it might last a week, 10 days, and then be gone by mid-December. And then we would forget all about it and have a nice end of the month. But, you know, look, over the last several days, I mean, I've been watching the models, and they don't want to really give up on that cold air anytime soon. So we've got some confusing indicators out there. I mean, the models really kind of want to keep it in for a while, maybe, you know, not consistently Arctic for the entire month of December, but consistently bringing in some colder air and keeping temperatures below normal east of the Rockies for most of the month. But, you know, there are some other indications. Yeah, I mean, and this is looking out at the Pacific Ocean and things like that, that are saying that, yeah, it's going to be cold for a while, but then by the end of the month, we'll still you know, trend a little bit warmer than normal. Obviously, it's going to be cold in December anyway, but warmer than normal towards the end of the month. So, I mean, we've got some confusing signals in there, but the trend, I guess, would be to linger this colder air longer in through the month. And you know, it's not something I like to see. I don't know how other folks feel about that, but, you know, it does seem to be trending that way. Whether or not that actually comes to fruition or not is still, I would say, up in the air. I'm a little skeptical about it. I tend to favor some of those more long-range signals than the models at this point, but we'll see.
How about the precipitation forecast for this week? Let's switch over there. I've seen some talk of maybe some snow showers or some heavy snowfall, maybe like in the Rockies. What about rain potential? What are we looking at in terms of precipitation this week, John?
Yep. So we got a weak little system moving through the Midwest here today and then into the Northeast for tomorrow. It's mostly rain except for the far north. So kind of the more wooded areas from Minnesota to Michigan and then kind of the more mountainous areas from New York to Maine. So not a huge concern there at all with any travel or anything. Just some rain for the most part, but a drop in temperatures after that comes through. But the main system really is one that's out in the west right now, and that's actually was spinning off the coast all last week. So it's been kind of pounding the west coast quite a bit. It's going to move through the West and, bring some pretty good precipitation from California to Colorado here for today, tomorrow, and into early Wednesday. That's going to impact some travels. If anybody has to fly through Salt Lake City or Denver, we might have some issues with those two hubs. But as the system kind of moves out into the plains on Wednesday, it's going to lose a lot of that precipitation. We're not getting a whole bunch of moisture off the Gulf of Mexico until that gets kind of into the or east of the Mississippi River, really. And that's Wednesday night into Thursday. And that system then continues up into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast for Thanksgiving. The northern edge of that is going to have some colder air to work with. Maybe not the Arctic air. That'll come after the system, but cold enough air to change some of this rain over to snow. So from Illinois all the way up to Maine, we should be having at least a mix of rain and snow in there. And I'm not sure if it'll impact Chicago, but probably Detroit and Cleveland and possibly Indianapolis too. So we're going to see some areas in here change over to snow and have some issues. And then hopefully it stays north of all the East Coast airport hubs. If anybody has to travel through there or has family coming through there, hopefully that's going to be all north of them and then just ending up with rain. But it is a system through the holidays. So if you've got some travel in your plans there, weather might have something to say about it.
We're talking with DTN meteorologist John Baranek here today on AOA. John, let's go to South America. And I know a lot of folks have been trying to find a bullish weather story for the markets per se out of South America, but that just hasn't been the case. It just seems like their weather continues to be near optimal, I guess I would say. Things have been pretty good. Rainfall, especially the last several weeks, has looked pretty decent across Brazil and now Argentina too. Is that the case? What are you seeing in South America right now?
Yeah, paint me on one of those people that have been trying to find something bullish. Maybe it's just out of my own boredom because the weather's been so good. It's been hard to talk about anything other than that. So I'm just trying to find something. But yeah, it's been really hard to do. We have had some concerns in Argentina, and I don't know, concerns are probably not the right word for that. But there has been some patchy dryness that's been occurring over the last couple of weeks in central and southern Argentina. The wet season showers in central Brazil kind of moved north a bit over the weekend, and it's going to be drier there for a few days. But I mean, man, Jesse, it's hard to find anything to really say, yeah, they've got some major issues and we've got some major concerns down there and things aren't looking great, but I can't find it. Every time something like that pops up, it gets alleviated. So, I mean, those places in central Argentina that were really dry the last couple of weeks, a front went through them and put down an inch and a half, some areas 2 inches of rain. So that's fine. There's still some areas in southern Argentina where they're going to have some systems move through, but probably lighter or spottier rainfall over the week, but still not terrible. And they've still got showers in the forecast all the way into the weekend. And then this, the front that went through central Argentina over the weekend is going to stick around in northern Argentina for a while, and then get into southern Brazil and produce some good rainfall there and increase the showers over central Brazil. So any thought of dryness there is going to go away by later in the week. I think the only thing that maybe looks a little bit bullish is that northern Argentina gets too much rain and they have issues with flooding. But man, if that's the case, if that's what we're looking at, then it's hard to say it's really a bullish situation down there by any stretch of the imagination. I think the good overall news is that good weather is not a surprise down there, mm-hmm. and so a lot of that's basically priced in at this point. But we haven't been able to move the needle in the other way yet. We're still looking for something from La Nina to happen. And maybe it will later in December, but for at least the first half of the month, we're not looking at anything that looks like poor weather down there. Everything looks to be kind of hunky-dory, all good and fine, and mm-hmm. any issues are very, very small at the moment.
Well, we always will definitely keep an eye on South American weather here over the next several months ahead. It's going to be a big talking point in the markets and more. And we'll keep an eye on our holiday week weather as well here in the U.S. with that, DTN meteorologist John Baranek. John, always good to catch up, and I'll wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us this week.
I appreciate that. Thanks for having me on, and I hope you do as well. Thanks.
I'm going to enjoy plenty of turkey. Hope you do the same. John Baranek.
Going to be eating.
Yeah, going to be eating as best as we can. John Baranek, DTN meteorologist, joining us here today on AOA. DTNPF.com for more information as well. AOA brought to you by Cenex. Every minute matters on the farm and ranch. Bulk diesel fuel storage can boost productivity and maximize your ROI. Learn more at Cenex.com. Up next, we're going to hear a conversation I had at the NAFB convention with the outgoing FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau. That's next on AOA.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
You're listening to...
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Milk markets were mostly lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange. December milk down 3 to 1844. January up 7 to 1833. February down 4 to 1862. March down 3 at 1891. Live cattle markets moved mostly lower on the day after starting the day mostly higher due to strength in the box beef prices, but some profit taking due to the holiday shortened week helping to pressure the markets. Feeder cattle mostly higher on news that there was a new world screwworm detected in a cow in southern Mexico, and that would restrict Mexican cattle imports that supported feeder cattle. Hog markets mostly higher due to another jump in the pork cutout value. December live cattle down 27 cents to 186.50. January feeder cattle up $1.17 to 255.47. December hogs up 30 cents to 81.97. Corn markets mostly lower on a light firm spread action. Mexico did buy 454,000 metric tons of corn, however. Soybeans mostly higher due to strength in the meal markets and a solid export inspections report. Wheat mostly lower due to strength in the dollar and lower Matif wheat prices. December corn down 3/4 to 424 and 3/4. January beans up 2 1/4 to 985 and 3/4. December wheat down 8 1/2 to 535 and 3/4. I'm Brian Winnikins.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
And welcome back to AOA, brought to you by Cenex. When your equipment runs efficiently, your business runs efficiently, and Cenex Stores premium lubricants will help keep your machines in check, minimizing your downtime and helping you manage the risk on your operation. Safeguard your equipment with premium lubricants from Cenex. Trust your local experts. Go to your nearest Cenex store or visit them online, cenex.com, for more information. Well, I know I've been sharing a lot of conversations I had earlier this month at the NAFB convention in Kansas City here on the show. In fact, I think I did somewhere north of 50 interviews in 2 days during the convention, talking with a lot of folks throughout agriculture. We're not going to hear all of these conversations on AOA, but a lot of them I'm sharing with you that I think are pertinent for folks to hear on this show specifically. One of the conversations I had was with the FSA administrator, Zach Ducheneau from South Dakota. Zach has become a good friend. He has done a lot for America's farmers and ranchers, in my opinion, leading FSA here over the last several years. And he is getting ready to wrap up his term and his tenure as FSA administrator with the new administration coming in January. Well, I sat down and talked with Zach about some of the things they have done for farmers and ranchers over the past year plus, and just some thoughts on his time in the role at FSA. Let's listen to that conversation I had at the NAFB convention a few weeks back with Zach Ducheneau, the administrator of the Farm Service Agency.
Zach, great to see you, sir. How are you?
Hey, Jesse. It's good to be here again. I'm doing really good. Really looking forward to having the conversations today, sharing all the good work that we've done here at the USDA under Secretary Vilsack and President Biden's time.
Well, let's talk about some of that work. Let's start with the farm loan reforms. And I know that's been a talking point that we have touched on a few times. Give folks kind of an update and a background there on some of the work you guys have been doing.
You bet. So the update that I've got today is it's starting to work. We've got producers calling with happy stories and talking about how this is going to benefit them in the long run. And that's replacing stories that were confused and frustrated from early in our term. So the farm loan rule that we announced in August that became effective on September 25th really has three key changes. First, we're not going to take everything that you have as security. We will take not more than 125%. We've done the analysis. That's all we need to protect the taxpayer's investment in your operation. Another key component is we're going to adjust our terms to fit your needs. We're not going to shorten the term of the loan so that you don't have any money left at the end of the year. We want to make sure that after you sell your production, we've structured our loan so that it looks like we're investing in your operation and you've got money left to go to a bank and start a relationship on different terms. Having producers have money in their pocket at the end of the production year because of the terms that we offer them is a fundamental change in approach that we think should be emulated all across the lending industry. One of the challenges we've seen in finance over the last 40 years is every commodity we've got's got a cycle. The loans don't match the cycle and they certainly don't span across it. So we need to set up the terms of our loans so they span beyond commodity cycles so people can get in the same way they got out. What happens too often is, let's take the cattle cycle, the 9 to 11 year cattle cycle. You get a loan at right now when we're at the peak of the cattle cycle. 3 or 4 years from now, we're going to be going down in those prices, and your lender is going to start to get nervous. Instead of going longer with you, knowing that the cycle is going to turn, lenders get nervous. They restrict capital. The producer's got to take a job pretty quick. He doesn't have time to manage his cow herd. We're addressing that with our farm loan rule. We're putting flexibility first, offering producers terms that we can defer principal payments at the beginning of the relationship now. We can release security after 3 years of good payment. There's so much opportunity here if we can make sure producers have finance terms that meet their actual needs.
What about on the disaster side? Obviously, we've seen plenty of issues there this year alone. What are some of the things that FSA has been doing on disaster?
Very early in the administration, we were coming into the throes of the pandemic, and the secretary gave us guidance, get out there with your stakeholders and listen to them. So we did. And one of the things that we heard loud and clear, especially in the livestock segment that I came from, the livestock programs are behind the crop programs. We don't have the same robust safety net on the livestock side. So we went to work trying to improve those programs. The ELAP program, the Livestock Forage Disaster Program, Livestock Indemnity Program, we have really done a lot of work to enhance our ability to help producers in the countryside in a more timely manner with more meaningful assistance. And we hope to see that work continue. Our staff have been very enthusiastic about being able to extend these opportunities to producers because they have seen the need and seen our programs not meet it. It's important to note that we did this with existing flexibility. This is something that could have been done. What this administration brought to the table is folks that knew the challenges that the programs as they were administered created and brought people to town that had the capacity to change it. And we're really proud of the work that we've been able to do in these disaster programs. And in many cases, we've been out there in the countryside. For example, the Panhandle fires of Texas. We were there before the smoke cleared, talking with producers, sharing with them, we're ready when you are. Come in at your time frame, and we're going to be flexible, and we're going to take the documentation that you've got. People have their houses burnt up. People had their entire place wash away in a flood in North Carolina. They might not have the documentation, but we can work with them to construct that so that we can still do these programs with the integrity that our taxpayers deserve.
Conservation, another area, too, I want to ask you about. Just some thoughts there and updates on some of the work that has been done when it comes to conservation.
Absolutely. Our team has knocked it out of the park with our producers on conservation. We've stood up dozens of conservation reserve enhancement program agreements with stakeholders across the country, including Indian country. We just renewed one in Indiana. We've got one with Republican River in Colorado. A lot of work really at the forefront of conservation, really emphasizing that we do locally led voluntary conservation programs with more and more emphasis on working lands conservation. We've increased our enrollment in the grassland CRP program to almost 8 million acres, and that's the essence of a working lands conservation program. A producer can come in, receive a rental payment, and get the assistance they need in the form of a cost share to implement a more robust grazing practice that not only promotes societal benefits by improving environmental concerns, mitigating environmental concerns, enhancing soil health, but also increases their bottom line because their soil is more productive. Really proud of the work we've done in conservation. We look forward to seeing that continue. We've always saw that 27 million acre cap as a target, and we damn near hit it.
I should add, too, I believe I saw county committee elections. I believe that is open right now. Talk about that.
County committee elections are open, and this is a unique opportunity that producers have that you really don't see anywhere else in the federal family, where citizen stakeholders have a voice in how these programs are implemented, and they can come in and represent their interests and their neighbors' interests in the implementation of these programs. Those ballots are going out now. Get out there and vote, and keep your eye open for the opportunity to nominate your friend, your neighbor, or yourself to serve. One of the important things that we've done in this administration is take a look at the makeup of these county committees. And in cases where there are underrepresented populations, like women, minorities, veterans, we have put people on those county committees to represent those interests so that there is a diversity of approach and we can continue to push our programs out there to all citizens where they're at and in what production they're doing.
I'm sure if folks have any questions about county committee elections, FSA programs in general, et cetera, their local service center and online, a lot of great ways to learn more, right, Zach?
A lot of great ways to learn more. Farmers.gov is great resources. We just did a revamp of a lot of that, so our fact sheets are easier to get at. Local office loves to see you. Understand that they are stretched about as thin as they can. We would like to have more people out there. That's not within our control. In all of my travels across the countryside, I have never heard a producer say, I sure wish you would get rid of some of the people in my local office. To a man, woman, and child, they want more resources out there. That's important. So when you get out to that local office, thank them on my behalf. And in exchange for that, for another 67 days, you've got access to my email and my phone number on the website if you have questions beyond that.
Zach Ducheneau, FSA Administrator, always good to talk with you, sir. Thanks for the work that you've done in this administration at FSA. We appreciate the time, as always.
Thank you. It's been a great honor and privilege for me to be able to do this. I look forward to seeing you all in the countryside.
Once again, a conversation I had with current FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau during the NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri, a few weeks back. It was good to catch up with Zach. And again, tip of the cap from me. I think he's done a great job as FSA Administrator. And I know he's getting ready to head back to the countryside in South Dakota, and hopefully will continue to help farmers and ranchers. AOA today brought to you by Cenex. Power through the season. Cenex Stores Greases have an enhanced additive package that provides better protection, allowing your equipment to stay on the go. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to Cenex.com for more information. Well, coming up next, over the weekend, President-elect Donald Trump nominated Brooke Rollins to be the next Secretary of Agriculture. We're going to learn more about her and discuss the nomination. Up next with Farm and Ranch Media correspondent Corinne LaRue. She'll join us after this on AOA.
Think back to the last time you were in.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside, discover something remarkable, and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys.
You know, y'all could take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that, Jake.
With 24 monthly bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines with autopay. Well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreements due. $829.99 credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence available now.
On AOA for the latest episode of the Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for the Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
FBN is always working to do more for family farms. And now, through December 13th, FBN Cyber Days means even more. More options, more offers, and more spending power with 0% financing and up to 9% off with our cash payment discount. Plus, pricing deals like Willowwood Fly 405 as low as $12.97 per gallon when you pay cash. Take more control of next season during FBM Cyber Days. Visit FBN.com/save today. Terms and conditions apply.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
Farm and Ranch Media is your go-to source for the latest news of agriculture, market information, ag weather, and much more. With the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, AOA, and Market Talk, we keep you informed on the news and issues that matter for your operation. Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why we'll keep you farm informed with the American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA rolls on today, brought to you by Cenex. High-quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel can help you manage risk and decrease your downtime, giving you peace of mind. Protect your equipment and your ROI with Cenex. Go to your nearest store or visit them online at cenex.com. Well, it's quite an interesting weekend for folks in agriculture, as a little bit of back and forth, and then the announcement from President-elect Donald Trump as he nominated Texas native Brooke Rollins to be the next Secretary of Agriculture. This is a story that we caught on to late Friday and really covered, as I mentioned, some back and forth through the weekend. Joining us now to discuss, pleased to have her with us on the show, Farm and Ranch Media correspondent Corinne LaRue. And Corinne, first off, I know people have heard your voice on the show a couple times now, but it's really great to have you on our team here over the last several weeks, and appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us today.
Thank you, Jesse. Well, it's wonderful to be here, and I appreciate everybody listening for welcoming me and listening to what I have to say, despite me not really having my formal introduction on AOA yet. So thank you, everybody. And well, yeah, quite the busy weekend, I guess, for all of us.
Long overdue introduction formally here on the show. So and to your point, a busy weekend. I think between you and I, we did not have much time off over the weekend. You kind of led the way on this coverage. I know I sent you a text Friday afternoon. I was out and about doing errands and stuff, and I said, well, it looks like we are going to have a nominee for Secretary of Agriculture, but that rumored person did not end up being the nominee, did they?
No, and it was interesting because it was funny. You were talking to me earlier Friday, and you go, I have a feeling about this. I have a feeling something's going to drop today. And sure enough, by afternoon, we had the reports and rumors of Kelly Loeffler in, but no, that didn't seem to be. I mean, I think that might have been, either a distraction or whoop, you know, we're actually going to go ahead and go to a different person here. But still, with both, they were kind of unsuspected. I don't think anybody, you know, the rumor mill was kind of throwing in names that we've known in agriculture, whether it's policymakers, lawmakers, or, you know, lobbyists or advocates, anything like that. I mean, we really didn't expect either one of these names to come up. And so the fact that Rollins came up then Saturday right on the heels of us reporting on Loeffler. It was just kind of funny. And of course, the weekend before Thanksgiving, you know, can never sit on your laurels there and rest too much, I guess.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's turn our attention more to Brooke Rollins. And what do we know about her? I know she had a role in the first Trump administration. And since then, she's been at a D.C. think tank. What do we know about the nominated Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins?
Well, of course, you know me, I'm going to dive into the deep stuff. And so I kind of looked at myself and going, well, how do I not know about her? You know, how do I not know much about her, especially in the ag space? So I got digging, and she's a Texas A&M Aggie. She went to Texas A&M University, and she actually was the president of the student body there. She was the first female president there. And so that was back in the early 90s. And I think it just kind of goes to show with her then moving on to University of Texas for her law degree. It's funny because those two are total rivals for being schools. But she came back, you know, through, and she did some time, like you said, at AFPI. And, you know, despite AFPI's formal independence from Trump's transition team, her leadership in that group definitely positioned her and the organization as a key influence now in these transition efforts.
Well, and I know this too. In the first Trump administration, with your reporting, she had a lot of influence on energy independence and rural broadband and economic deregulation, things of that nature. And with her bit of ag background, I believe you mentioned this to me, she was an FFA, et cetera. So there, a lot of folks throughout the ag industry, I guess, are hopeful to what she could bring to the table with so many different ag issues in front of us currently. Right, Corinne?
Right. And, you know, just in general, you know, Brooke Rollins advocates kind of for that free market approaches to natural resource management and, you know, climate, you know, practices, sustainability practices. That's kind of an area where she has had some opposition, and she has been a little bit more on the, you know, free reign, free thinking. And so, you know, when it comes to her time, because she was policy director for Texas Governor Rick Perry during that time, I think it's evident that, you know, her leadership in those policy making, you know, positions and years before she came in with Trump 1.0, you know, you've got a lot to look back on for her. And, you know, like you brought up, I went through and I said, oh, she's got some FFA experience. Let's go and look, because I was also an FFA, and I just, you know, I loved it. And it's funny, actually, ever since 1928, when the National FFA Organization was founded, there have been, let's see, 24 secretaries of agriculture, and that is including Tom Vilsack's second tenure during the Biden administration that we're currently in. There has not been one FFA, you know, state or national FFA officer to hold that position. And so for her being tapped in that position, it kind of just is, it's a nice little, I guess, highlight for FFA and Texas FFA that these are, you know, there are leaders that are currently being molded now. And that is evident that, you know, and pretty cool, I guess, that's our first one.
Absolutely. Well, I know there's still going to be some questions from folks, and we'll see if she is confirmed by the Senate. But as it stands now, Brooke Rollins is the nominee for the next Secretary of Agriculture by President-elect Donald Trump. And folks can see more coverage, more of Corinne's work, as well as congratulations from many ag groups and more. AgricultureofAmerica.com. You can get more info there. With that, Corinne LaRue, Farm and Ranch Media Correspondent, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
All right, that's all the time we have for AOA today, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Learn more at Cenex.com or visit your nearest Cenex store for more info. Have a great rest of your day. I'm Jesse Allen. Thanks for joining us on AOA. When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jenny Garth. I've loved and cared for rescue animals since I was a little girl growing up on a farm in Illinois. My pets have always been some of the most important members of my family. My friends...
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and